seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Yo, 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 you already know who it is. It's Mr. Meow himself, and that's right. We are back at it again with another Meow episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. What is going on, beautiful people? Yes, that's right. We're back. Yeah. I know the last time I talked to y'all, I said that I was going to give y'all the vault so I can just start this whole podcast journey fresh again, which I still am going to, but as y'all know, I'm getting into it. Maybe it's a rant bag. Maybe it is just a rant bag. But before I do that, I just want to say thank y'all for pushing play on my shit, because without y'all, it is not possible. And thank y'all for just rocking with me and hearing my story and, you know, being a real one. Yeah. 30 days into 35 has been great. I've been taking a lot of time to myself. I've been taking a lot of time of cutting off people. I have been taking a lot of time of reflecting, also working. And doing the things of the things. It's been great. It's been fun. But now it's time to say goodbye. Yeah, it's been really great. I feel fresh. I feel like I'm ready for this next, coming down the hill phase, or climbing up the hill, and, you know, going through the journey of 35. First and foremost, I have been reflecting on just some things. I was told by a few friends, you know, that they might not like my excessive drinking when we do go out. You know, that was like kind of like a tough conversation to hear, but then also understanding that, you know, when I do go out and I do drink a lot, I'm not violent, I'm not hurting, I'm not fighting, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. I'm just having a good time and I'm dancing. And I'm very conscious and aware. So it's just having that conversation so people understand like different levels and different versions of you. So yeah. And also just reflecting of what I'm doing, career-wise, and why am I doing it, because it's not beneficial to me and what I want to do. I'm thankful for it. I am. However, I just know that it's not me. So, yeah, stepping in that direction and about to take another leap of faith out into this, career world of mine and see what happens. You know, I'm gonna try to do something fun and something that I know like I can do for quite a bit. I seen Beyonce. When I tell you that woman is not real, she's not. That show, the Renaissance World Tour, is fucking outstanding. The vocals, the outfits, the timing, the transition, the melodies, the fans, the outfits, the energy, the synergy, and the electricity. In that building, that whole fucking weekend, everywhere I went, Beyonce was played, and it was a great fucking time. I really want to do it all over again. I really do. I want to be irresponsible and do it all over again. I had that much fun. No, that was something else. Y'all know I love Beyonce. I got her spread out throughout my house so many times, so many different ways. She's the icon. She's the fave. She's your fave's fave. I just don't understand her. And that's not for me to understand, but it's just like, it was magical. Magical. Everybody looked so good. There was some good, there was some bad, there was some in between, and then there was some ugly outfits. But everybody looked good in their own unique way. And we partied. I felt like I was going to like, well, it's not like I felt like. I went to a like Beyonce club. Literally. So, I enjoy myself. Thirty-five has been great. It has been very perspectively looking. I don't know if that makes sense. That probably don't make sense, but it's a great perspective looking from the inside out versus from the outside in. But like, oh yeah, people, I'm 35, I'm 36, and I got this, I got that, and now that I'm experiencing this, it's just an eye opener because I'm not 34 no more. I'm not 33. I'm not 32. I'm not going backwards. I'm only going up. It's something about 35 that hits different. No SZA, but always SZA top two, and I ain't number two. So I'm grateful to be here. I never shared this with anybody, I don't really think. But if I did, oh well, y'all hear it again. I honestly didn't think that I would live to see 21. Just like seeing a lot of my young friends pass away for many different reasons, and just being a black man in America, you know? Like, but I am thankful to be here and to be doing the things, of the things, this journey, this story, all this makes sense. And I'm grateful for it. I've been through some shit, y'all. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it right here on this motherfucking podcast. If not this one, other ones. But yeah. I am grateful to be here. So, for the next month's end, so basically now until the end of the year, I'm going on a hiatus. I'm removing everybody from my location. I am not. Posting. I am going to cleanse and heal and get ready for 2024. I need to cleanse what I look at every day on the Instagram and the socials and things like that, and what interests me. Start following that stuff. Manifesting, visually manifesting. And just clearing your head and, or clearing your head, clearing my head and starting over again. You know, it's just needed. I might pop up here and there and do this, that, and the third. Y'all still gonna get episodes, but like, y'all ain't gotta know anything. I might tell y'all something. You be like, well, I thought you were in hibernation mode. Yeah, I am, but you know. So this gives me a chance to get back to me, get back to the podcast, focus on the new podcast, and yeah. Just focus. Can you focus on me? And potentially dating. I haven't had too much luck in that area, but we will see. We will see. I might pull love to the scene with my silly missing. Cause it's all about my man, my man, my man, my man. Anything else that I'm thinking of? I'm trying to think for the last 30 days. I really just been focusing on me, just trying to get everything in order. I did something wrong, y'all. I set up all my bills on autopay. I feel proud. I used to just do it through bill pay and me send it personally. Like, hey, it's the, what's today, the 18th? It's August 18th, hit send. Or do it the day before so it'll get there by the 18th. But, you know, most bills got like a leeway of some sort. Yeah, but this time I actually set up everything for autopay, so we'll see. I don't like autopay, but I think that's a, I think for me it's a step. It's a step for adulting. So just learning new ways, doing new things, being comfortable in my skin. And I'm about to show out on this internet, yo. I am going back to the gym. I am going to start eating better right after Labor Day. No more heavy drinking. And just getting it right, getting that, getting tight. Cause I plan on doing some new shoots, things like that. So I gotta get this body right and better, and you know, showing a lot of body, yada 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 yada. Yeah, the website will be back up soon. I've been thinking about that. So we're gonna, it's coming. It's in the works. I think that's all I have to say. I just wanted to give y'all a little quick update, 30 days into 35. Yeah. So make sure y'all follow me on the socials at Marco the Prince. That is IG and Twitter. I'm going to get back being social, probably not. Maybe I can do Twitter and just hide behind it. Or maybe I should go cold turkey with all the socials. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the technique of, like, disappearing, but also trying to stay active for a little bit. Just changing my routine, so to say. We're going to get it. But all right, y'all. Thank y'all once again for tuning out to another Hear Me Out episode, where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. I was your host, Marco the Prince, and until next time, y'all, we are out.